Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
When we pay closer attention to today's gospel reading, we hear the apostles being arrogant and even make reckless promises to Jesus Christ. It almost feels like the apostles did not even listen to Jesus at all. It seems like they are treating that evening as any other evening. Hence, Christ tells them, "Tonight, your faith will be shaken." But even after that, again, Peter, being proud and makes reckless promises, he says, "Even though I have to die with you, I will never disown you." Peter and the apostles, like a mirror, reflect what happens in our daily life. We make promises to God. We may feel arrogant or prideful of our faith, or we would not do anything, or we would think that we do not do anything that would make us disown our Lord. And yet, what happens to the apostles? Because of their arrogance and empty promises, Jesus now rebukes them for their weakness, and he especially addresses Peter. For Christ says, "Could you not keep vigil 1 hour with me? How then will you lay down your life for me?" What a tough words. Those words had to hurt the apostles. And what tough words for our own personal life. And if we meditate on them, on these words, then for sure they will hurt. But again, after wounding the apostles with his rebuke, Christ heals them by saying that the spirit is willing, but the weakness of the flesh resists. It is like Christ saying, "I consider you deserving of forgiveness, because you fell asleep not out of disdain, but out of the weakness. But since you are weak, do not be overly bold, but rather pray that you do not enter into temptation at all." And we might understand the sentence or phrase "that you do not enter into temptation" to mean that you do not be defeated by temptation. But we need to know that Christ did not want us to be without temptations, for temptations are our crowns. Rather, he wants us to pray that we are not swallowed up by the temptations and enter into its belly as into a belly of a wild beast. For one who is overcome by temptations enters into it, that is, he is swallowed by it. So let us reflect on our life. Do we make arrogant promises to God? Are we genuinely willing to sacrifice everything in our life to God? Are we willing to start fighting our flesh, fighting our desires, fighting our temptations in order to receive crowns of victory? Let us not make empty promises anymore. Let us truly become and yearn to become what we were always meant to be, and that is saints. Glory to Jesus Christ.